أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء Wallahu wasi'un alim. Sadaqallahul azim. In the previous ayat, the previous verses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about this ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not befriending the Yahud and the Nasara in a way that they become bosom and intimate friends, sharing secrets, etc. Here in ayat number 54, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now speaks about the consequences in a very unique way, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows His independence, and together with that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us our objective in this world, in this dunya. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, may yartadda minkum an deenihi, whoever turns away from his deen, whoever renegades and turns away from this deen of Islam, Allah forbid that a person leaves Islam, wa na'udhu billah, the person becomes an atheist or a Christian or whatever other creed one follows. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring a qawm, Allah will bring a community, يُحِبُّهُمْ, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love. وَيُحِبُّونَهُ, and they will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the one hand, here Allah ta'ala shows His total independence. If the whole of mankind, like in the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if the whole of mankind turns away, the whole of mankind commits kufr, it is not going to alter the status of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The second lesson we learn is that befriending these people in a way in which they become one's bosom and intimate friends, and in a way that a person begins to intermingle one is first speech and then slowly but surely the person's creed becomes part of our creed, and the result is then that a person turns away from the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and that is not what harms or hurts Allah Ta'ala, that is the loss of that individual. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two aspects. One is yuhibbuhum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love them. Wa yuhibbunahu, and they will love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We'll do the second aspect first and then come to the first. That one, like Allah ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ, those who have brought iman, that they are supposed to be most intense, most profound, most passionate in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our deen, this is our relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that we supposed to have had the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. How is this love of Allah Rabbul Izzat going to come? Ulama have written that the first thing is that a person appreciates, understands, recognizes the power and the qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That Allah Ta'ala is the most powerful. Allah Ta'ala, فَإِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا, all quwwat, all strength lies only in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The second aspect is that we begin to recognize the perfection of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In everything Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does, in everything Allah ta'ala says, in everything Allah ta'ala has commanded, there is absolute perfection, not the slightest bit of blemish, not the slightest bit of imperfection in the works of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the doings of Allah ta'ala, in the sayings or the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The third aspect is that we need to look at the compassion that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows upon the makhluk, upon the creation, despite the fact that Allah ta'ala has the power. Allah ta'ala has the power to punish, Allah ta'ala has the power to destroy, Allah ta'ala has the power of keeping away, of restraining from insan, from makhluk, but yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not do that, and that is that compassion of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Part of the compassion of Allah ta'ala, that no matter how wrong, how many wrongs we do, no matter how many sins we commit, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself is most forgiving. Allah Ta'ala is most compassionate, most kind, and hence when a person begins to recognize these qualities of Allah Ta'ala, then within the heart, obviously the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will begin to creep in and it will enter the heart. يُحِبُّهُمْ Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala loves them. How are we going to attract the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat? That also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has spoken about in the Quran, in Surah Al-Imran. Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. That, say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then the simple solution is that فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Why should Allah Ta'ala love us? That again is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Why should Allah Ta'ala love us? That is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala showers His love upon us. But for a lover to love the beloved, that beloved should have some qualities. That beloved should have something in him or her that the lover loves. And what Allah Ta'ala loves from His banda, from His servants, is to see the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The inner, the akhlaq, the character, the outer, the actions, the deeds, the standing, the sitting, the everything of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we've created within us qualities that gives reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would love us. And then of course, we abstain and we keep away from the disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that is the first quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here, insofar as the servants of Allah ta'ala is concerned, after showing us that Allah is not in need. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. That was as far as the hukuk, the rights of Allah Ta'ala was concerned. And it doesn't stop there. And we can see over the years, Allah Ta'ala speaks about His rights, and Allah Ta'ala speaks about the rights of the slaves and the servants of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that they are soft-hearted. They are compassionate to the believers. And number two, أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, and they are stern insofar as the disbelievers are concerned. Like Allah Ta'ala says, Muhammadur Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Sahaba, and this is the same quality that Allah Ta'ala speaks about. That Sahaba was stern insofar as the disbelievers were concerned, but as far as each other were concerned, بَيْنَهُمْ رُحَمَا, they were most kind, they were most compassionate. And this is a quality that we need to learn to bring into us. One is to bring it into us, but first we need to appreciate it, we need to learn to bring it to us, that this is an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I need to show the kindness, I need to show the compassion. In that, the unity of the ummah will grow. Otherwise, amongst us, if we are hard-hearted with each other, and in that way we become difficult upon each other, then obviously that unity of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not be bridged. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that they strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala. They go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making jihad. This is that quality, and again the realization of all of this needs to come to us. So one was the haqq of Allah, one was the haqq of the slaves of Allah Ta'ala, one is the haqq of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is elevated, and the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes dominant. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, and they do not fear the reproach of the reproacher. That person who reproaches them, that person who condemns them, that person who criticizes them, it is immaterial to them. They do not have any fear whatsoever. They go out and they do what they have to do. And this is the shan, this is the sign of a believer. Ulama have written that the opposition, the non-Muslims, the disbelievers, they will be harsh and stern upon us. Our own, they are always going to reproach us. They are always going to say things against us. And this is the important aspect, that we need to keep our goal in mind and move away and do not turn an eye towards the reproacher, that person that's criticizing. Yes, if it is constructive, if it is meritorious, accept it. But otherwise, continue with your work as far as the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That is the fadl, that is the grace of Allah ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires. And this is the dua that we should be making, that seeking the love of Allah ta'ala, seeking to become the lovers and the beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great ni'mat of interaction with compassion as far as the ummah is concerned. It is a great ni'mat to go out and strive in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu wasi'un alim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wasi'. Allah ta'ala is all embracing. Allah ta'ala is all encompassing. Alim. And Allah ta'ala is all knowing. Allah ta'ala chooses whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires. Allah ta'ala has set the rules, and it is for us to follow whatever Allah ta'ala desires. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.